It's time for Gervie's Law, the intersection of law and life with your host, Alan Gervie. Alan is the managing attorney at the law firm of Rowan, Gervie & Wynn, a workers' compensation law firm which has represented injured workers for over 35 years. And now, here's your host, Alan Gervie.
Good evening. I am Alan Gervie, and this is Gervie's Law. Happy Labor Day weekend. I hope everyone's enjoying themselves, maybe having a barbecue or two, getting to the beach, relaxing, even traveling. We're not doing a whole lot this weekend. My family and I are just getting ready for kids going back to school. So it is back to school. This is a special episode of Gervie's Law because we can talk about the summer that has just passed, the beginning of the school year for everyone who has kids in school or grandchildren in school, and of course, Labor Day weekend. We do have a guest who will be joining us shortly. She is Dr. Vicki Matthews, and we are going to talk about relationships. What a great time to talk about relationships, the start of the school year, the start of September. Fall is around the corner, even though it is so hot in LA, crazy temperatures. But fall will be coming, so we can talk about improving your relationships, and everyone needs to improve their relationships. I have trouble with this subject, and I feel very confident to speak on my own on just about anything. We've had so many guests over the past several months that cross so many different groups and interests and occupations, and I can always talk to them. But today, I need a little help because I'm not that strong talking about relationships. So who better to help me discuss relationships as we move into the fall season than my wife, Nancy? I called Nancy saying, help me, help me. You are a guru on relationships. She studies relationships at school. She went back to school to talk about therapy and relationships. And she, I think, is a self-professed expert. So without further ado, Nancy, can you join me to help me? Can you help me out on today's show?
I would love to help you. Thanks for having me on to help you.
Oh, wow.
Relationships are for.
That's what relationships are for. You're so cocky. You didn't say, oh, well, you know, that's kind of a big thing and, you know, and you're not bad at relationships, but you just said, I would love to help me. And I love that because you are confident. Why are you so confident that you can talk about relationships?
Well, it's taken me a long time to learn how to develop relationships and I'm still working on it. But I think it's so important, and I think you do as well, and I think that's something we're trying to help our kids with as well, because it's all about connecting with people. Isn't that why we're here?
I guess. I mean, I'm here to watch, you know, baseball. The playoffs are coming up, but, you know, I guess I can take a detour and deal with relationships. I got to ask you, though, because I know you're interested in something that I have no interest in. And it's going to help on our show today because this fascinating book that Dr. Matthews has come out with deals with the five elements. And I know you have dealt with five elements in your study of, is it astronomy or astrology? I'm not sure of the difference.
It's astrology.
Okay. Yeah, I knew that. So what is the business, at least with astrology, before we bring Dr. Matthews on to talk about relationships? What can you tell us about the five elements and astrology?
Well, for instance, there is air, earth, fire, and water.
Oh, yes.
And you, Alan, are an earth sign, as am I. But when you get your astrology chart done, there's other components and there's other elements that come into your personality. For instance, you have a very fiery personality because you are a fire rising sign. and you have a lot of other fire in your chart. But I don't know if our guest today, I don't know whether she studies astrology, but that's my knowledge of the elements is through astrology.
Well, that's interesting. So I'm fiery. I'm a lawyer. I'm often screaming and yelling in court and other places. I need some water to be put on me to kind of douse the fire.
I don't think you have a lot of water in your chart from my studies of it, but you do have a lot of earth.
Do you have any water?
And you do some air. Yes, I have some water. My moon is in Pisces, which is a water sign, so it makes me extremely sensitive. And, you know, that can be challenging at times for somebody who is very fiery.
I just got water thrown at me. Wow. You know, I'm so incredibly bored with this conversation. And I wonder what it is. We got to talk about relationships because, you know, people have to get along and you are so into it and I'm not. And how do we kind of come together? I think it's kind of metaphorical and there's probably more to it than just the water and the fire and the, what was the other one? Sand or dust or something or mosquitoes?
Earth and air.
Earth and air. Okay.
Earth and air. Yeah.
You know, we will talk about this. I'm sure there are a lot of people out there who are a little bit upset with me for kind of throwing water on this conversation. But I'm open. I'm open-minded. I want to hear how these five elements affect our relationships. And we have the expert on that. Maybe later, if you can gather up the kids, I know they're on... you know, they're enjoying their last few days going back to school. Labor Day weekend means that everyone is going to be back in school. There's so much traffic in LA. Oh, it's crazy. Took me a long time to get around this week because of the school going back, school getting back and the kids going back to school. So
they're 3 days back and then they're off.
Yeah. So and they're off and then they're back. So it's kind of crazy, but I want to talk to them later in the show. If you can get them away from the TV or from their Lego projects or from whatever the heck they are doing, we'll talk to them later. So that should be exciting to hear how their summer went and what they're looking forward to as the school year is uncorked for another, fourth grade and third grade for my kids. So stay tuned to hear Hudson and Harper talk about their upcoming school year and the summer that has just passed. And if you want to improve on your relationships, stay tuned. Dr. Vicki Matthews will be with us to talk about the five elements of relationship after this. You're listening to Gervie's Law right here on Talk Radio 790 KBC.
Listening to Gervie's Law, the intersection of law and life on AM 790 KABC.
Yes, you are listening to Gervie's Law on this fine Labor Day weekend. A lot of heat in the LA area. You could say it's fire, one of the five elements. It has engulfed Southern California. And we are enjoying this Labor Day week and weekend, and the kids will be back at school. If you're just joining us, I have my wife Nancy on the line because I needed some help with our guest today. Nancy has a lot more experience and expertise in this area than I do. I'm working on it. I'm a work in progress on relationships, and maybe our guest today, Dr. Vicki Matthews, can give us all some hints. She is a naturopathic physician, voice for alternative healing. She's appeared on Oprah's show 2 times, and she's the author of the award-winning novel, The Goddess Letters. She blogs regularly at Ask Vicki, a great blog, so check that out. And she is the author of the recently released book, The Five Elements of Relationships, How to Get Along with Anyone, Anytime, Any place. That's something we all need. It's based on traditional Chinese medicine. And I want to welcome you, Dr. Vicki Matthews, to Gervie's Law.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
It's really great to have you. And I have my wife, Nancy, on the line. And
hi, Nancy.
Is she?
Hi, Vicki.
Oh, there she is. She was she was off. I don't know what you were doing, but now we've got Nancy. And, Vicki, we have to ask you, why is it so hard to get along? And I hate to say that as my wife is on the line, but it just seems to be a common problem for everyone getting along, especially these days after and during COVID, which has been so incredibly frustrating for so many people.
We totally have trouble getting along. I mean, you can just look at, as an attorney, you know, we have the third highest divorce rate in the world.
Right.
We have 40 million lawsuits a year. I mean, what's scary is half of our millennials are already in relationship counseling, which the counseling is good, but that says they're having trouble getting along too. So it's out there. It's happening. And I think the reason we're having trouble getting along is that we don't really understand each other.
Well, that's true. Why don't we understand? Is it because people are so different? There's so many theories when you talk about people's backgrounds. They grew up differently. They had different childhoods, different parents, different types of stimuli in their lives. Or is it because we all have a need to be better than the next person? In the recent past, we've had guests on our show. They talked about narcissism that has kind of engulfed our country, causing political strife. What is it that underlies this kind of difficulty understanding each other?
Partially, it is because we look at everybody else through the lens of our own personality. So we know what makes us tick. We know what's important to us, what we like, what we don't like, what we're good at. And it's easy to assume other people will be the same way. And that would be a very faulty assumption on our part. And what I like about the five elements, and I'm using the five elements from traditional Chinese medicine, so that's water, wood, fire, earth, and metal, is that in our energetic wiring, if you will, I think we are born with these elements in place, and they're a filter that we look through life at. So if we understand that about ourselves, we know, I mean, for example, I'm a wood personality. I will make sure things get done, get it done, get out there. I'm comfortable talking in front of people. Other people, you know, they may look at the idea of talking in front of an audience and just run screaming from the room. So each of these five personalities have a unique way of looking at life. And if we understand that about each other, we understand their strengths, we understand their weaknesses so we can help them. And as parenting, I mean, Nancy, you know this, it's really important for a dad to understand why his son would rather play with a camera than a football, or for a mom to understand why her daughter would much rather play with friends than learn how to cook. That all has to do with, like what I said, the energetic wiring that's kind of described in Chinese medicine and how it colors how we look at the world.
Yes, and I would say accepting our kids and people for who they are and not trying
absolutely,
to make them.
And understanding. I mean, that's what one of the main aspects of my book is, to, you know, in the beginning describing why I have this system, and basically the system saved my marriage. So that's what it starts with is explaining.
Wait a second. You said it saved your marriage? How did that?
Oh, absolutely.
How?
Okay. So imagine many, many years ago. I mean, I grew up in L.A. Actually, I grew up in Santa Monica. So I was in the Midwest where I live now, going to college. I met my husband. We got married, graduated, and moved all on the same weekend. And then 2 weeks later, we found ourselves driving from Chicago out to L.A. from one of my best friend's weddings, and we hit the Mojave Desert. Now, I'm sure you know the Mojave Desert.
Yeah.
It is rocks and sand and nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband was going the speed limit. And I looked at him, and I said, can we speed this up? And he looked at me like I had four heads and said, we're going the speed limit.
Oh,
and
my
that
goodness.
Was the discussion. So he is a metal personality.
Wait. You know, I just got to interrupt, and I want you to continue. It's a great story. But I know I don't see Nancy because I'm in the studio. She's at home with the kids. She is smiling right now because we have had the exact same experience that you're talking about. But it's different because I'm the one who's speeding and she's the one saying, can we go the speed limit?
Right.
And that says, Nancy, that you have a good amount of the metal energy in your personality, where you believe that rules are meant to be honored, that there's a right way to do something and a wrong way to do something, and why choose the wrong when the right is an option. And that's a key aspect of a metal personality. And my husband is a metal personality, and it shook me up. I mean, we've been, like I said, we've been married for 2 weeks. It's like, I love this guy, but I'm not really sure I like him. So I went to school, got my medical degree, and worked with a lot of people, cancer. I tended to focus on cancer. And to help heal cancer, I explained to people that you had to have emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual balance. And when we came to the emotional part, almost every emotional problem dealt with a relationship. So that's where I unpacked my five-element model and explained to people that, you know, there's five different personalities in this system that I work with, and there are strengths in each of them. There are not-so-strong aspects of them. There are things they'll be good at, things they won't be good at. And that's, if you can understand that about the person, that's why I say it's about understanding each other. If you can understand that Nancy values precision or being accurate or precise ways of approaching things, and you perhaps are kind of like let's just kind of make it work, we'll wing it, and you know, whatever happens happens, that's more like I am, and that's a wood personality. So number one, there is a huge hood of understanding. If you've got a son that likes cameras instead of footballs, they're probably a water personality. That's where creativity and imagination and the big ideas sit. If you've got a daughter that could care less about cooking, which, by the way, sits in the earth element, but loves getting together with her friends and laughing and giggling, she's got a lot of fire energy, because fire is about connecting. So if you can understand that about the people around you, then you're already one leg up on the relationship working, because you understand. But the brilliance of the five-element model is that it shows how each element relates to the other. And it's just straight out of nature. Let's look at water. Water feeds wood, right?
Right.
But what does water do to fire? It puts it out. So a wood in a relationship with the water will feel very different about that relationship than a fire in a relationship with the water.
Wow.
So it is magic. And once I started using that model in my practice and explaining to people, you know, helping people understand, okay, yeah, you may be a wood, but you're relating to a fire. So how does that work in nature? Well, fire burns wood. That may be an uncomfortable aspect to a relationship, but a fire will need wood. So the wood might really like that, because they feel needed. So it's complex, but it's also very simple, and it's a roadmap. And that was basically what saved my marriage, is once I really understood that Mark was going to honor detail. When we cook, I throw stuff in a pot. He follows a recipe. It's just, that is the level of detail that matters to his personality type. But because we're designed with infinite wisdom, we actually have all five of these in our makeup. We lead with one, but we have all five. So my secondary is Earth, Mark's secondary is Earth. That's where we meet and relate now. We've learned, don't try and relate from that wood-metal place. It's always going to feel controlling for me. Metal chops wood. But if we can relate and meet at Earth, and you guys both have a lot of Earth, that's probably how you relate to your kids, that caring, nurturing, people that like to cook, chefs, really great chefs are probably Earths, nurses, probably Earth. Any teacher you ever had a lot of Earth energy, because that's that caring and making sure people are happy.
Yeah, wow, that's a lot.
Yep.
I have to say this, and we're going to take a break in a minute and we can get more into it, but how do you take the step from understanding to actually impacting people's lives through your book? You say how to get along with anyone, anytime, anyplace. And people who have read the book have just given it glowing reviews, not because they simply understand other people, but that their lives have changed. I just want to read a couple of quotes from people who have read the book who are saying, Here's one. Wow, I have taken a lot of personality tests over the years, usually as part of whatever corporation I was working with at the time. While often valuable, they were tedious and complicated, to say the least. This book is totally different. It's simple, fun, and very, very helpful. It helped me understand myself better and how to better relate to those around me with a lot of rich depth. It's still fun and interesting. I want to share it with all my friends. We got to take a break, but when we come back, I've just given you something to think about, Vicky. You have to tell us how you translate understanding to action. You're listening to Gervie's Law right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Need some legal, moral, or just common sense advice from a friend? Call Ellen Gerby at 800-222-KABC. That's 800-222-5222.
Thanks for joining us on this Labor Day weekend. I have my wife, Nancy, on the phone, and we're talking to Dr. Vicky Matthews, the author of The Five Elements of Relationships, How to Get Along with Anyone, Anytime, Anyplace. Before the break, Vicky, we were talking about taking understanding and translating that into action. You told us about how you and your husband got closer together by understanding who each other was, and how you, the traditional Chinese medicine, the five elements, worked into it. Now, how do you put that into action to make things better?
Well, as I said before the break, it comes down to understanding. For example, using my marriage as an example here, if Mark insists on going the speed limit, I honor that because I know that's how he's wired. If I tend to go a little over the speed limit, he honors that, unless he thinks I'm being dangerous, and which he'll say something, because he knows that's how I'm wired. And it's eye-opening and it's freeing to say, I'm not going to change this person. I'm going to accept this person the way they are. I'm going to honor what works, and we're going to talk about what doesn't work. When you do this, I feel that. We have discussions like that because his metal, I mean, metal chops wood, so there are times that might feel controlling to me. But if I can articulate, wow, that felt harsh or that felt uncomfortable, we talk about it, and it always works out. And I'll tell you, in honesty, just understanding that he's being himself is huge. There's a lot of times I don't even say anything. I just go in my head, oh, yeah, okay, there he is. He's being metal. That's who he is. I love him anyway.
Wow. Nancy?
Well, I think it's a great language and a framework to use to understand people. That's why I gravitate towards it, towards the elements from an astrological study. And that, you know, that has really helped me understanding people and saying to myself, this person is very fiery and this is how this person might make me feel, but this is who they are. This is their personality. So I know that understanding the elements has really helped me with my own relationships and just understanding people and having empathy and exactly as you're saying, not trying to change people, but just their innate personality, who they are. When they were born.
Is there a difference when you talk about astrological elements, the five elements, and what, Vicky, you're talking about in the book?
There is, and there's a similarity in terms of some of the elements are very similar between Chinese medicine, Ayurvedic medicine, and astrology, and I'm familiar with all three. But in what I think has mattered to me the most in why I use the Chinese five elements is that it is a model. It is based on phases through a lifetime, through a century, through a day, and you can predict what will happen. It's like if I put a water with a fire person, I can predict what their strengths will be, what their rub points will be. The other thing that's cool is because these are wired into our physical form, through an energetic form, actually. That's what acupuncture is. It's working meridians that sit in elements. You can help relationships out. For example, let's go back to this person who is way too fiery, you know, and they're kind of out of control and nobody wants to be around them. There are ways to help that person manage their fire. And my book is full of examples like that. For one thing, What puts out fire? What helps damp down fire? It's water. You can introduce water. You can introduce water simply by saying, drink more water. Go live by a lake, or at least visit the river. Go sit by the ocean, or you can wear blue. Blue is the color that builds water. So I have a lot of clients, if they're in a panic space, super anxiety, I have them wear blue. There's essential oils you can use. There are stones you can use. It's all about finding balance. And that is what this wonderful five-element model from Chinese medicine does, is show you how to keep everything in balance. Too much of something, here's the thing that'll counter that. Not enough of something else, here's the thing that'll build that. And so it's a theoretical model, but what I've done is taken and applied it to people, and it's chock full of ideas of ways to help any troubled or problematic relationship improve.
So there are actual ideas that people implement, and even if you're not that familiar with traditional Chinese medicine and the five elements, it seems that it strikes a chord with so many people. Interestingly, you've had so much praise about the book, and it must feel great. John Gray, who of course is best-selling author of Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, mm-hmm. says, an accessible guide that helps us understand ourselves and each other while offering opportunities to create happier, healthier, more comfortable relationships. And Jack Canfield, who I love, he's the co-author of Chicken Soup for the Soul, he says he loves this book. It has such an engaging quality. It's all my wife and I could talk about for days. I understand people better now and only wish I'd known this 20 years ago. It must feel great to hear that kind of praise from...
It's very humbling. It was very humbling. I mean, both men are, you know, role models for me. So for both of them to be so positive about it, it's been a dream to have such good reception. But I'm on a mission. I'm on a mission to help people get along better, because we need that in our world. We need that more than anything. And I think if we can understand why someone's acting the way they are and either say, oh, well, but sometimes we can't. Sometimes, especially if you're raising children, you have to say, this isn't okay. This isn't appropriate. And let me help you shift your behavior, not just stop doing it. And we all know someone can say, stop doing it, and it that doesn't help you. That just tells you they're judging you. But if you can give them, let me help you stop doing that, let me help you shift that pattern, or let's save this marriage by understanding where we're each coming from, which is innate, it's in our wiring, and fixing it and balancing it so that it's a harmonious interaction instead of a combative.
Let's get back to the kids thing. Nancy, I know you have questions about this because summer is just ending and we've experienced some, what would you say, Nancy, behavior from the kids, maybe unacceptable behavior. And I think they're ready to get back to school. But I know, Nancy, you have some questions on how you do it. And Vicky, you make some great points. You know, telling them not to do it doesn't always do it.
No,
Nancy?
No.
Well, I guess a question would be, if we want to determine, based on your model, determine what their elements are, what are some things that we could do? Is that a series of questions that they go through and answer so that we can better understand
their personalities?
There's two ways.
Mm-hmm. The easiest way is to take the quiz that's on my website, and mm-hmm. that will give you an indication. Remember, we have all five, so it will tell you which is stacked up first, second, third, fourth, and fifth. It's at drvickymatthews.com, and anybody can download the quiz and take it for free. I like to look at how someone is acting. So, for example, using the father-son football example, if your son really doesn't want to do football, that means he probably isn't a wood personality, because wood personalities like to compete. They like to win. They like to get out there. And if he wants to paint, or he wants to be a photographer or express himself creatively, that creativity is usually sitting in water. Like I said, imagination, possibility, it's the beginning of everything water is. So it's likely that that little boy, this is actually an actual client that I had, where her husband and her son were fighting so much because he wanted to take pictures. He wanted to draw. He didn't want to go play football with his dad, who had been a high school football star. And once the dad understood, his son was not wired like him. His son was wired to be deep and philosophic and to, like I said, be creative. That really changed their dynamic. And he, as the parent, took it upon himself to understand what was important to his son and how he could help his son. And that kid is a professional photographer now.
Wow. But what do you say to your kids when they're acting up and they're not listening? I understand what you're saying. You know, you want to try to identify with them. But sometimes in the moment, it's hard.
In the moment, if you know what they are, you can do some I understand messages. Like, again, I'll go back to wood because I know wood so well. If a wood child is being bossy or pushy, you can stop them and say, I know it matters to you to be first, or I know that it's really important to you to win this, but you're only one of the participants here. You know, it has to be fair, and that's a key word for woods. It has to be fair to everybody. Fairness matters a great deal to wood. So it's, if you understand what motivates them in a positive and somewhat negative behavioral way, you can dialogue with them in ways that they'll hear. Whereas if you talk about fairness to a metal, they don't care. It's, you know, there's a right way and a wrong way, and who cares whether it's fair? So it's, if you can understand the basics, and that's, I mean, my book is basics. It's not like really deep down a rabbit hole. But if you can understand the basics of each of these personalities, you automatically know what will be important. My book is full of, here are the 10 things that matter the most to woods. Here are the 10 things that are the hardest for wood people to do. Here are what earth people love. Here's what they don't love. That's why Jack's comment about he wish he'd known it 20 years ago, it changes how you interact with people. It absolutely changes because you all of a sudden understand them in a way that goes to the core of who they are.
It's been so well reviewed that, and people keep saying that it's changed their lives. There's very few books that come along that change people's lives. So that must be gratifying. I know you're on a mission. We only have a couple more minutes with Dr. Vicki Matthews. Nancy, you have a last question for her?
No, I think that it's interesting using language to help trigger different, you know, to help you figure out different personalities. And, you know, I'm thinking about our kids and how they're very similar and different in so many ways. And
remember, Nancy, that we have all five of these. So they may even both be primary woods, but their secondaries will absolutely affect. It's like if you're looking out a window, the first layer of paint's what you see the most, but there's a second, third, fourth, and fifth, and they all impact how you approach looking at the world. So I would download that quiz and have them take it. Yeah.
Oh, so even the kids can.
How their makeup is.
So anyone can take it, even the kids, because I know the title says how to get along with anyone. So the kids can do it, and anyone else.
Depending on the age of the kids, you may want to, you know, there may be a word or a question there they don't completely understand. But yeah, I mean, it's basically you're going to download this questionnaire and you fill in the blanks.
Wow. So everyone can
do it.
It's at
Dr. Yeah, because our kids fight a lot and we need help.
Thanks.
I do counseling sessions too. I mean, if it really gets gnarly, Nancy, just give me a call.
Wow.
Okay.
Thank you. That could be intense. You may be getting a call in 10 minutes, Vicki.
Download the quiz first.
Yeah, we're going to do that. You know, everyone listening should do that. It's at drvickimatthews.com. drvickimatthews.com. Do the quiz. The book.
And that's DR, not spelled out doctor. DR.
DR. Yeah, I'm sorry.
MATTHEWS.
Yes. DR. Dr. Vicki Matthews, and the book is called The Five Elements of Relationships, How to Get Along with Anyone, Anytime, Any Place. And, of course, Vicki, it's available anywhere on Amazon or anywhere you get your books.
It's on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, absolutely.
And it's great. If you go to the Amazon website, you can see some incredible reviews. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
You know, 5 stars. Everyone loves the book. And it's so important in this day and age with all the divisiveness in this country.
Yes.
It's about time we start at the grassroots and get relationships back on track. And that's
absolutely
how you can do it with the 5 elements of relationships. Dr. Vicki Matthews, thank you so much for being with us today on Gervie's Law. All right. Take care. Enjoy the fall. We got to take a break. You're listening to Gervie's Law right here on Talk Radio 790 KBC.
The glass is always half full when you're listening to Gervie's Law on AM 790 KABC.
definitely half full. Yeah, we just got finished talking with Dr. Vicki Matthews, and she definitely has a half full glass. And we're going to move on now. One of my favorite times in Gervie's Law is when I get the chance to talk to my kids, because I love hearing what they have to say about things that are going on in their lives. And we're doing a show on relationships. I'm their daddy. They're my kids. And Nancy, my wife, is on the line. So that's about the closest relationship you can have, the family relationship. Hudson Harper, are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, you did that in unison. You're like a singing group, a duo. Now, it's Labor Day weekend. You're back at school now. How was your summer?
It was fun, yeah.
You had a fun summer. You did a lot of things this summer, didn't you?
Yeah.
What was your favorite thing to do? And I know there were a lot of good things to do, but what was your favorite thing to do in the summer?
I think going to sleepaway camp.
Yeah, it was the first time you went to sleepaway camp, and you don't know how proud Mommy and I are of you guys, because you never complained. You went to a wilderness sleepaway camp in Canada on an island. When you left, it was pouring rain. You didn't know one person there, and you stayed there and made yourself a fun, fun time. Isn't that right, Harper? Did you have fun at sleepaway camp?
Yeah.
Yeah, would you do it again?
Yeah, I think so.
I hope so, because we need to get rid of you for a few weeks in the summertime. That's a joke. You can laugh. So other than sleepaway camp, Hudson, what else did you enjoy doing in the summertime?
I like going to Toronto.
Yeah, you went to Toronto and you went to Niagara Falls. And you guys went to the Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum and saw some really cool things. What stands out in your mind, either one of you, from Ripley's Believe It or Not? What made your eyes pop out of your head? Oh, there was a guy with eyes popped out of his head there.
Uh-uh.
What else? How about that?
I like the tunnel maze thing. Yeah. That's been.
The tunnel maze thing It made you so dizzy. I know I was dizzy. I couldn't even go in it. And you know what my favorite part was? There was the tallest man ever in the world, and he was standing there, and you were looking at him, and all of a sudden he crouched down, and you both jumped so high. You got scared when he crouched down. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
That was funny, and I got a picture of it, where you both didn't know what was going on. So that was fun. And what about your trip to Banff, Alberta, and Lake Louise? How was that trip?
That was fun.
What stands out for you when you went away to Banff and Lake Louise? What did you...
I like the whitewater rafting.
Oh, yeah, that was so much fun. You guys did great in whitewater rafting. It's a passion of mine, and that was the first time that you went with Mommy and I, and it was so much fun whitewater rafting. Did you get a little wet?
Yeah, a lot wet.
A lot wet. And what about canoeing? You went canoeing? Who liked canoeing better?
Me, Hudson.
Hudson did. I know that, because you and I went out together, and Harper was like, I don't know. Well, what was the issue there? You were kind of like, the water's a little rough.
Well, because my mom said that someone flipped over and their phone sank to the bottom of the lake.
And yeah, that's true. And you were afraid, and you don't have a phone, but you were afraid for Mommy and Daddy's phone, that we were going to not have our phones because we were going to flip over.
And all of our stuff.
All of our stuff. Yeah, well, that was being very thoughtful. And it was good, though, that we didn't flip over. It was a really fun canoe ride at Lake Louise. Beautiful. Have you ever seen such beautiful green water?
No.
It was really beautiful, wasn't it? We got some amazing pictures, and that's what it's all about. We had a summer full of memories. We made memories. Wasn't that your favorite part, having fun and making memories?
Yeah.
Are you, you don't sound that enthusiastic. Are you ready to go back to school? I know you're back in school. Are you ready for it? Did you have a good enough summer that you can now get excited about school? Hudson, are you excited to go back to school?
Yeah, I'm excited to go back to school.
What about you, Harper?
We're excited to go back to school.
Oh, it sounds...
And they're ready for a family meeting.
They're ready for a family meeting. Okay, well, we can do a family meeting so we can move into the fall season. And you guys have new class.
We're going to have two shuttles going to school.
What?
We're going to have two shuttles going to school.
Two shuttles going to school? Well, you're in...
Mommy said that you're going to be the first shuttle and she's going to be the second shuttle.
Okay, that sounds fine. We can shuttle you. I'm not sure what that means, but when we have our family meeting, we can discuss it. I have to ask you, you're in different classes this year, and Harper, you're going to third grade, and Hudson, you're going to fourth grade. What are you guys looking forward to in your third grade and fourth grade coming up?
I don't know. I'm looking forward to pronouncing my teacher's name because I can't.
I love that. Pronouncing your teacher's name. I can't pronounce it either, and it's not that difficult, but and we're not going to say what it is, but I think that's an incredible goal for your year, is to finish the year to be able to pronounce your name. Harper, what about you? Your teacher's name is really easy to pronounce, so that shouldn't be a problem. You have six new kids in your class.
Yeah.
So you can get to know them.
What?
And what else? What else are you looking forward to, Harp? You're not looking forward to much, are you?
She says lunch.
Lunch. Okay. Well, as long as you're looking forward to something, it's always important to have a goal and an objective, and you're looking forward to lunch. You guys are going to have a great year. We wish you both a great year. Now, you've got baseball going, and you have softball going, right?
Yeah.
New fall seasons. Harper, I just learned the name of your softball team. It's just starting. And the name is Lime Drives. You wanted it to be Limelight, but they named it Lime Drives, which I think is a cool name. It's a takeoff of Line Drives, but it's Lime Drives. Do you like that name, Harper?
Yeah.
It's a cool name, isn't it? And Hudson, your team's name, and I don't understand it, is
I don't know what my team's name is. What is it?
What is what? The Rams. Hudson's team is the Rams.
Baseball team, not a football team.
Exactly. That's my point exactly. And we're going to lodge a complaint to the Little League who sponsors these teams. And we're going to say, how can you make it a Rams team when that's a football team? But you guys are excited for the upcoming season. What else are you going to do this fall as school starts? Extracurricular, outside activities. Hudson, what else are you going to do other than playing baseball?
I'm going to play football.
Yeah.
Football. Also playing football at my school.
You're playing football at the school, so that'll be cool. That's the first year that they play football at the school. And you're going to play a little hockey as well?
Yeah.
Okay. So that should be fun. Harper, what about you?
I'm going to do a musical today.
A musical?
Musical theater.
Oh, that'll be great. You will be great at musical theater. By the way, we went to see Damn Yankees at Niagara-on-the-Lake last week when we were in Canada. What was your favorite song from that? Do you want to sing it? Maybe Art can bring it up. It's called You Gotta Have Heart. Okay, you want to sing it with me? I'll take that as a yes.
I can all sing it.
Okay, go ahead. One, two, three. You gotta have... miles and miles and miles of
heart.
Oh, good. You filled in heart. And then the rest is you got to have hope. Hudson and Harper, what is the message as we move into your school year that we get from that song? What?
You gotta have heart.
That's the message. And what about you, Harper?
What does that mean? What does that mean?
You need to love people.
Yeah, love people. What else?
Except you need to love people except devils.
Except devils. That's from the musical. They learned about devils. Selling your soul. We're not going to sell our soul to the devil. We're going to look forward to a great year with heart, hope, and love. How's that message, Hudson and Harper? Heart, hope, and love.
Selling your soul to a devil kind of sounds creepy.
I guess it could be. A little bit fun. All right. Well, we're wishing you all the best. Thanks for being with me, Hudson and Harper. Nancy, my wife, it's always a great show to have you guys on. Have a great school year, everyone. What do you say to Daddy?
Bye.
Bye. I'll see you later. Bye. Thanks. Thanks for being with me today. And thanks. All right. Thanks for listening to Gervie's Law.